Your journey to health starts now. Get the truth, the raw truth, with international health and fitness expert Robbie Raw. Call Robbie with your questions and comments at 883-5000 or 1-800-684-2848. Coming to you live from the WDCX studios, here's Robbie Raw.
And good morning. Thank you so much for joining us today. So blessed to be here in the WDCX studios live and be able to talk with you every week and glorify God and honor Him with our actions and our words and our thoughts and everything else. And you know what? It's a time for us to pause. We have another few weeks of pause here in New York. I know we have Canadian listeners too. And, you know, it is a time for us to really reflect and reset and renew and regenerate. And I certainly have been doing that. I've been so blessed to be home with my family. I know a lot of people don't have that option. Many of you are away from your family, and I pray for those that are isolated and struggling with that right now, because I know it's got to be tough. I mean, I have, you know, been there without my kids and without my family on holidays and everything else, and I absolutely can relate to that. But I have been blessed to have both my girls, who usually aren't home, to be home right now. And as I said, here in New York, we have a couple more weeks. I don't even know how long, you don't either, of this pause going on in New York. And, you know, we need to have faith in God through all of this. You know, faith is being sure of what we hope for and certain of what we do not see. Hebrews 11:1 tells us to have faith in God and not to worry and not to be anxious. But many of us, you know, do feel that. And we're going to be talking about that today. But before I get into that, I do want to give my condolences on the air to the Boron family. Of course, Neil Boron and Mary and Zach and their families lost Neil's mom this week. And she, you know, was in a nursing home, went home to be with the Lord. Grateful that she knows Jesus. We know where she is and who she's with. And we can't be sad about that. But we, you know, it's hard. It's hard when you lose a family member. And just my prayers and my condolences go out to them. Just, you know, love the Boron family. All of them have given so much to all of us and all of our listeners. And just keep them in your prayers because it is tough. And I also want to say this, you know, we should not be afraid. Certainly we should have faith over fear, but I don't appreciate when non-health professionals poo-poo what's going on in the health industry right now with COVID-19. I don't appreciate it. I know many doctors that I talk to. My daughter is a doctor right now. She's graduating in just 2 weeks. So for all intents and purposes, she's a doctor. But I think it's we need to be careful what we say, both, you know, in public, on the air, to each other, and just poo-poo what's happening, because there are people losing their lives, and it is real for many, many of us. So as a health professional, I can just say, we need to think, you know, you don't always have to say, my mother used to say this to me, you don't always have to say what, you know, goes on in your head. It doesn't have to come out of your mouth. So, you know, as a health professional, it is real to many people. And yes, we should not be afraid. We should not be anxious. We should not worry. And certainly we should have that faith in God over everything. But let's be sensitive about it. And let's be wise about it, too, and not just poo-poo what's happening. So with that said, again, I just want to give my condolences to the Boron family and just keep them in your prayers, because it did become real to them this past week. A couple other announcements I want to tell you today. I have another opportunity to do a Facebook Live with Faith and Fitness Magazine. Now, Faith and Fitness Magazine is a worldwide magazine. They've asked me to do some classes, Facebook Live classes, and I'm doing my last one today. I'm going to say it's my last one because I don't have any plans to do any others right now. I really want to focus on my girls being home. So I've decided to do this one last one for now on Faith and Fitness Magazine at 2:30 today. So how you get to take my 30-30 class, which is 30 minutes of raw cuts and 30 minutes of kickboxing, is you just go to the Faith and Fitness Magazine Facebook page and click like to become a fan, and then you can take my class at 2:30 right there on the Faith and Fitness Magazine Facebook page, and follow them because they are an organization that is working hard to glorify God and help all of us to take care of what I call our temporary earth suit. So that's going on today. I hope you join us. And of course, get out there and get some sunshine. There was actually a study done this week. Well, there was a study that was published this week, which we'll talk about later on in the show, about the benefits of exercise and how it can help prevent COVID-19. So we're going to talk about that later on in the show. I also want to remind you that my Zoom fitness classes are still going on. So you just email me at robbie@robbieraw.com. And I was so excited that our Canadian listeners are also joining me on Zoom. So I'm doing these classes, weekly. I just cut down my classes a little bit, just again, because my daughters are only going to be here for a couple of more weeks. And I want to really focus and have the flexibility to say, hey, let's go out, you know, and take a walk or whatever it is. And so anyway, I appreciate you guys all understanding that, but I'm still running those Zoom classes. Also want to remind you that my worldwide world-class online health and nutrition program is still offered right now for only $49 a month. That's 50% off. And those are US dollars, by the way. 50% off right now, just until the end of April. So people have been signing up for 12 months and to take advantage of this 50% off. And so pretty cool that we're able to do this, but it does end at the end of April. And so make sure you jump on board with that. Yes, Raw Truth Integrative Health is an essential business. We can see and have been seeing patients. We've been doing, telemedicine, obviously, telehealth, telenutrition, if you would. And so we don't need to be in, live, but many of the doctors are doing that too. Actually, two doctors that joined me on Zoom are doing telemedicine right now. And so the opportunity to do that is, huge. So we are doing that. And so if you need help with your health and fitness goals or weight management or your health in general, make sure you reach out to me at robbie@robbieraw.com or go to the website, robbieraw.com, and you can make an appointment. And we are seeing patients, of course. So, all right, listen, I'm so excited about today's show. You know, in talking to all of my patients the last couple of weeks, we have obviously been dealing with people with anxiety and with depression. A lot of it related to what's going on, with the pause and with the quarantine and all of that. So when we come back, we're going to be talking to Dr. Donna Potter, and she is the CEO of In His Name Outreach. You may know of them as I Know, and it's a nonprofit charitable organization whose mission is to transform our community in body, mind, soul, and spirit. She has a PhD in biblical counseling and also carries multiple certifications with the recovery community. And she is a regional consultant for Friends of Recovery New York, covering the Western Central and Finger Lake regions. Dr. Donna and her staff provide educational trainings for the New York State Office of Addiction Services and support, as well as promote and advocate recovery in Albany. So when we come back, we're going to be talking about depression, anxiety, what it is, what it looks like, and the difference between depression and quarantine depression. And we will take your calls. We'll open the phone lines as well. So I want to make sure that you stay tuned for that. Also, I want to tell you about Notaro Chiropractic. Talk about being proactive about our health, about wellness. You need to check out Notaro Chiropractic. We'll be right back with the Raw Truth. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Robbie. Has an accident left you in pain? Were you injured on the job? Do you suffer from chronic pain or a spinal condition? Notaro Chiropractic Offices offer chiropractic and massage services at their three convenient locations, Wheatfield, Grand Island, and East Amherst. Licensed acupuncturist Amy Fu is located in Wheatfield. Licensed acupuncturist Robbie Butler is located in Grand Island, as well as licensed acupuncturist Adam Waldhorn. Accepting most insurances, call 688-8815 to start feeling your best with the help of Notaro Chiropractic Offices.
As a registered nurse and holistic nutritionist, it is my desire to take care of our bodies the way God intended. That's why I love Pine Pharmacy. They exceed customer expectation when it comes to quality and products. Whether it's bioidentical hormones you need, expert advice, natural remedies, compounds, or supplementation, you need to go to Pine Pharmacy, a family-owned business with locations in Niagara Falls and Williamsville. Call 332-2288 or just stop in and let them know Robbie sent you.
Hi, it's Robbie Raw. I want to tell you about the Kingdom Business Bureau. The Kingdom Business Bureau is a directory of businesses that strive to honor the Lord in everything we do, consistent with biblical principles. If you are a large or small business in Canada or the U.S. and want to be part of the directory, email us at kingdombusinessbureau@gmail.com. If you're looking for a business that strives to honor the Lord, go to kingdombusinessbureau.com.
Hi, my name is Lois, and I've lost 100 pounds under Robbie's care. I tried for so long on my own before to lose weight and get healthy. I was working out and eating healthy, or so I thought. I began to consider doing the keto diet when I saw a Facebook post of Robbie's promotion for her nutritional DNA test. So I called Robbie and went in to have the test done. On October 30th of last year, I met with Robbie to review the results, which were extensive. The key details were that I have a gluten intolerance and my body responds best to a balanced diet. Robbie sat with me and explained all the results, set me up on a detox plan, and provided me with meal ideas and recipes. I started November 1st of 2018 and have lost almost 100 pounds since then. I honestly believe that the nutritional DNA test is what made the difference.
Fine-tune mind, body, soul, and spirit with Robbie Raw. This is The Raw Truth.
And don't forget to stay tuned, because at 12 o'clock is the Carrie and Robbie show. And we're going to be talking about the difference between, and is there a difference between being a follower of Christ and a believer? You know, it's something that, you know, we should think about and talk about. And we'd love to hear from you on that. So, also, you know, I want to remind you that later on, if you're just joining us, I'll be doing a Zoom, or actually a Facebook Live class on Faith and Fitness Magazine Facebook page. It's quite an honor that they've asked me to do another class here. And so that's at 2:30 today after all of the shows. So listen, I know that people are struggling right now, even though God's word tells us to have faith, faith which is being sure of what we hope for and certain of what we do not see. It's real. As I was saying earlier, you know, one of the things that bothers me is when non-health professionals play down what's going on right now, and that, you know, we don't need to take precautions, we don't need to wear a mask, or we don't need to do this, we don't need to do that. That bothers me, because I'm a health professional and I have seen people die. I have people, friends who have gotten sick, and I have people who have also been struggling with the symptoms, which are real. Certainly we should not be anxious for anything, but you know, I'm a psychiatric nurse as well, and so there's clinical depression, there's quarantine depression, there is real anxiety over this, and we can and we should look to Jesus, because he holds the whole world in our hands. However, we do need to be wise about it and take action, and also seek help if we're having physical symptoms or if we're having mental symptoms. Well, you know, or emotional symptoms, I should say. Well, Dr. Donna Potter is the CEO of In His Name Outreach, a nonprofit charitable organization whose mission is to transform our community in body, mind, soul, and spirit. And she's joining us this morning, and I'm so grateful. Good morning, Dr. Potter.
Good morning. Go ahead and call me Dr. Donna. That's even...
All right. That works.
I love that you're looking at the practical side of things as well, because it seems that since this whole COVID-19 began, it's important to follow all those rules that were given down through the government and our authoritative figures. At the same time, though, they're not taking so much of the mental health into accountability at this point. I don't think that there's enough encouragement for people who are going through tougher times. As the days progress, so does the anxiousness and the depression. You know that.
Absolutely. And, you know, as I said earlier, I'm a psychiatric nurse by trade. So I know that, you know, people do have chemical imbalances and all of that. And certainly things can be compounded by, you know, what is going on right now. And I agree with you, Dr. Donna. I not only have we not heard enough about the mental health of people in the media, but also we haven't heard about enough about, you know, the proactive steps that we can take to help ourselves, both mentally and physically. I just did another segment for AM Buffalo, which will be on Monday about this. But, you know, we do need to, be proactive about taking care of our health, both physically and mentally, and do whatever we can. So thank you again for joining us. And so you have such a wonderful resume, and you are just out there in the community helping people on a day-to-day basis. Let's start with a simple question. What is depression and some of the symptoms one might deal with? Because there may be people listening now that say, you know, I feel a little bit sad about the circumstances right now. I don't have a paycheck. I'm out of work. I'm isolated. I feel sad, but I don't know if it's like depression or not.
Well, often we wake up with a racing mind before our feet even hit the floor. I mean, if we're human, that's the way it is around here.
Yes.
Because we live in a faster-paced world. And, you know, there's lots of hearts that are burdened, spirits that are heavy, worry begins to creep in even before we finally start our day.
Yeah.
And there's so much we feel anxious about even when we know the truth and believe that God's in control. And when it comes to depression, you know, it's common in some areas, and it's actually a real serious mood disorder. You know, they say that 80% of all people experience it at some point in their lives, but actually the majority of the time it lasts only for a couple of weeks. You know, like you just said, Robbie, when someone loses a job, they might feel depressed for a couple of weeks until they get a new one.
Mm-hmm.
And depression that hangs around too long, though, goes into other places emotionally. It can take us to great places of fatigue, emotional exhaustion. How many people do you come across that just say, I am so drained, right?
Mm-hmm.
Mood swings, irritability, and even insomnia.
Yeah, well, there's so much that has changed. As we talked last week on the show, you know, the treadmill stopped, the pause button went on, and life as we knew it changed. And that, I mean, obviously that's going to affect people. We're going to go to our advertisers. Donna, can you hang on for a sec?
Sure can.
All right, perfect. You guys, we're talking with Dr. Donna Potter. She is the CEO of In His Name Outreach, and she has been dealing with people on a day-to-day basis for many, many years. On depression, anxiety. We're going to continue our conversation with her when we come back. I want to tell you about Catalyst Fitness. Now, listen, there's no one that wants to get back to the gym better than me or more than me. I love my fitness community. It's been part of my life for 40 years. I've been working in a gym, you guys. And I do believe we are going to get back sooner than later. I'm praying that we do. At the same time, I'm offering the Zoom classes, as I said. But I know that Catalyst and the owners of Catalyst are working behind the scenes right now to prepare for when we do, lift that pause button and get back in the gym. And there's no better place to be. We'll be right back with The Raw Truth. Stay with us.
It's time to cozy up to an indoor workout at Catalyst Fitness. Hi, I'm Amy Buemi. There's only 1 week left to get your zero enrollment on our two premium memberships. We now have 7 clubs, and I've seen a lot of you come in for that enrollment, and I'm so pumped for you to reach your goals. Catalyst has everything you need to achieve the results you want. Certified trainers, amazing aerobics classes, spinning, yoga, indoor turf, cardio cinema, hydro massage beds, DNA analysis, and the list goes on. So, 1 week left, zero enrollment on our premium memberships. Don't miss out. And we always have our $9.99 option. Join now. If you want to put some muscle on, burn body fat, or build endurance, come to Catalyst for your zero enrollment. Catalyst has everything you need to be fit at a price that's a perfect fit for your budget. 2020 is your year. Family owned and operated. Visit CatalystFitnessBuffalo.com. United, we sweat.
As a registered nurse and holistic nutritionist, it is my desire to take care of our bodies the way God intended. That's why I love Pine Pharmacy. They exceed customer expectation when it comes to quality and products. Whether it's bioidentical hormones you need, expert advice, natural remedies, compounds, or supplementation, you need to go to Pine Pharmacy, a family-owned business with locations in Niagara Falls and Williamsville. Call 332-2288 or just stop in and let them know Robbie sent you.
Hi, this is Robbie. When it comes to selling your home, you want the best price. You want the timing to be right. You want an advocate who knows the market inside and out. You need Donna Littlefield. She's a prayer warrior ready to serve you and your family at Keller Williams Realty, Buffalo, North Towns. Contact Donna Littlefield for a free true market analysis and then list your home with Donna. DonnaLittlefield.com. Contact her today and get your home sold.
You've waited long enough. Now you can have all of Robbie's knowledge, advice, teaching, and inspiration in the palm of your hand with her new book, The Raw Truth Recharge. The Raw Truth Recharge will teach you 7 truths about faith, family, food, fitness, detox, sleep, and stress management, and how all of them are vital to your health mentally, physically, emotionally, and spiritually. Robbie is a registered nurse, an integrative health and nutrition practitioner, and a master trainer armed with certifications. With 30 plus years experience in the industry, she will teach you how to increase your energy, be fit and feel healthy, decrease your body fat, increase your muscle mass, shape your body, cut cravings, and focus your energy to fulfill your calling. God's word actually gives us clear direction on all of these truths. If you want to get lean, then you need to lean on the Lord. Do you need inspiration and motivation to either get or stay on track? Then this book is for you. Get your copy of The Raw Truth on Amazon.com and BarnesandNoble.com today.
Hi, this is Chuck Roberts. I've now lost 89 pounds making healthy food choices with the Detox and Raw Truth Recharge classes. I've been a marathon runner for 14 years. However, I found that I can run and still be fat. Robbie taught me that you can't out-exercise a bad diet. I encourage everyone who wants to make healthy food choices and increase their energy to come to a Raw Truth Recharge class or pick up the Raw Truth Recharge book. For more information, go to RobbieRaw.com, click on the Nutrition/DNA tab at the top of the page.
Find The Raw Truth on Facebook. Go to Facebook.com, search The Raw Truth Fitness, and click like to become a fan.
And thank you for joining us today. I know there's believers and non-believers listening to the show, and I want you to know that God's word says, "For I know the plans I have for you, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, to give you hope and a future." Jeremiah 29:11 says that. At the same time, we sometimes feel like we got the whole world in our hands, right? That everything that's happening right now, we got to fix somehow. And yes, we should pray about everything. And yes, we should take action. But we also know that physically, there's some things that we can do to help our bodies. And also mentally, we need to take care of our mental health just as much as our spiritual and our physical health. So physical physically, mentally, and spiritually, we need to take action. Well, we're talking with Dr. Donna Potter. And Dr. Donna, she is the CEO of In His Name Outreach, wonderful organization in the community that is on a mission to transform their community, our community, in mind, body, soul, and spirit. And Donna, thank you so much for hanging on here. So we were talking about the fact that, you know, 6 weeks ago, I guess it is now, our world as we know it changed. The pause button went on, the treadmill stopped, and everything that we were doing on a day-to-day basis pretty much changed for a lot of us. For, you know, a lot of the healthcare workers, their life changed too, in different ways. But this has caused many of us to be out of work right now. Financial burdens we have physical burdens. There's losses. I mentioned earlier that Neil Boron lost his mom this week, and our hearts and prayers go out to them. COVID-19 got very real to them. And so here's the thing. We know that our mental health is affected when our world changes. And so there may be people listening right now that don't know the difference between maybe feeling a little bit down with what's happening and actually feeling depressed, clinically depressed, or, you know, what is the difference between depression and quarantine depression? So that's what we're talking about. So thank you so much for joining us, Donna.
Oh, you're welcome. And I know that, you know, when you start speaking about depression, people go, oh, no, the negativity, I can't listen to that. But, you know, there really is no pause to prevention. And actually, your program is so important because it helps people to know that there are others that are going through this as well. And I'm noticing some things that seem to be more characteristic, though, as I'm more and more clients are calling. And when facing a quarantine is experienced by the pandemic of 2020 that we're in now, all my clients are experiencing fear. And they generally don't have that, but it's really getting generated through the media to grab attention, right?
Right.
It creates a negativity that's felt throughout our whole being. As you say, you know, you've got to look at the nutrition, the physical, the whole thing. When I feel stressed sometimes, I actually don't know it inside, but my body reacts to it pretty quickly. So it kind of starts a whole domino reaction where is, you know, you go from the freeze to the flight to the fight kind of thing. And actually, I know that our community has come together to fight this in a wonderful way. But the loss of controlling, you know, one's own life, it kind of begins to spiral downward. And the lack of socialization generates a loneliness, and then that just creates and feeds into isolation. So when we look at depression, those who never had that issue are now experiencing it abnormally. And the phone's ringing more. Now anxiety joins into the dance, and the loss of a sense of usefulness or purpose, because everybody's sitting home or working at home, and, you know, there's so many distractions and things, we feel that we can't even perform. Mm-hmm. And so many people use work to avoid actually looking at themselves, or work distracts them from people, places, or things that they have difficulty coping with. And, you know, I wanted to write a blog during this because I thought about how all of a sudden, when everything pauses and we look in the mirror, who's looking back at us is different than functions with us every single day.
Say that again.
So, well, when all of a sudden the pause button hits, and, you know, we're so used to getting up and going to work, and we're getting our self-esteem from work and all of that, and all of a sudden we're home and we're looking at ourselves in the mirror.
Yes.
And there's nobody to build us up, or the attic girls, or good way to go, Joe. You know, all of a sudden we're the only ones who can pick us up. And, you know, this is a great opportunity to look to God to find our esteem in Him. But there's still a transition that one goes through.
Absolutely. And as I said earlier, I know there's believers and non-believers that are listening to the show. You know, I mean, I talked to several family members and friends over the last 6 weeks. And, you know, sometimes people said they stayed in bed all day, or they stayed in bed 2 days, or they just felt like they themselves shut down. And I know that that is a real thing for people. I mean, for me, I reacted to this whole thing in a totally different way. I love the fact that I'm home right now, but of course I have my family, and it's given me time to reflect on what's important in life and what is, you know, what changes I want to make when that pause button is lifted. But sometimes people will get into that slump and stay there. So explain to me, you know, how you determine, you know, what are some symptoms that someone's listening to, you know, listening to us right now, that will cause them to say, you know what, maybe I need to make an appointment to talk to someone?
Well, I think that the people right now are being blocked from leaving their area, no matter the size. It could be, you know, they're blocked from going outside, so they're in their house, but maybe they can't be with the people in their house. Or they're blocked from seeing a parent in a nursing home, or, you know, they're blocked from going out into their community or even their state, you know, and it brings that feeling of confinement. And everybody around us, just like us, we want to hear the pertinent information about it, but the headlines and the news, they keep using scare tactics to get folks to turn to them for the information needed for our own personal survival.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And so, you know, those with depression, the thoughts of death actually begin to knock on the door of their mind and become continuing obtrusive thoughts. And, you know, when this whole role starts to happen within us, we don't have to be alone. All we need to do is pick up a phone. There are people who are stationed all over the place, whether it's with I Know or crisis services or whatever. Never not care about yourself enough to pick up the phone.
Well, and speaking of the phone, our phone lines are open now, 883-5000, 1-800-684-2848, 883-5000, 1-800-684-2848. Maybe you have a question about how you're feeling. Maybe you, you know, want to know how to get a hold of Donna, and I know we'll be giving that information out when we come back from our advertisers. But listen, guys, don't do nothing, okay? Don't sit idle. If you need to reach out, do so. It could be on the phone lines today. You don't have to use your own name if you don't want to. It could be that you make the decision to make a call to have talk to someone like Donna or any one of her very qualified counselors at I Know. 883-5000, 1-800-684-2848 is our number right now. When we come back from our advertisers, we're going to be giving out the number that you can call also to make an appointment. But depression is a mood disorder that causes persistent feelings of sadness and loss of interest, also called major depressive disorder or clinical depression. It affects how you feel, think, and behave, and can lead to a variety of emotional and physical problems. It is real for a lot of people. And just like COVID-19 is real for a lot of people, we're not downplaying it. It is real, and we need to do something about it, both physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, on all levels. There are things that we can do. And of course, you know, getting into God's word is number one. But, you know, it goes beyond that for a lot of people, too. So when we come back, we'll continue our conversation with Dr. Donna Potter from I Know. I want to tell you about Turning Tides Financial. Talk to Katie again from Turning Tides Financial this week. She gave me valuable information. Of course, my husband and I applied for unemployment from our places of employment. Of course, I'm not working at Catalyst, but I'm still working at Raw Truth Health. It's complicated, you know, when you're a business owner. Also, we talked about 401ks and things like that. There's so much information that Turning Tides Financial can give you. You should follow them on Facebook, Turning Tides Financial. They're posting daily, you guys, on things that you need to know. Also, go to their website at turningtidesfinancial.com. They're actually giving free phone call consultations for our listeners here at WDCX. We'll be right back with The Raw Truth. Stay with us.
No two snowflakes are alike. No two fingerprints are the same. That's the way it should be when it comes to your financial portfolio. Turning Tides Financial has a personalized wealth management approach. Each client has different needs that require unique, customized attention. At Turning Tides Financial, services offered include retirement planning, divorced financial strategies, and personalized financial management. Set up your appointment today at the Orchard Park or Amherst office by calling 716-800-4290 or log into turningtidesfinancial.com. Turning Tides Financial. Live your life, plan your future. Securities offered through LPL Financial Member, FINRA SIPC.
Hi, this is Robbie. Has an accident left you in pain? Were you injured on the job? Do you suffer from chronic pain or a spinal condition? Notaro Chiropractic Offices offer chiropractic and massage services at their three convenient locations, Wheatfield, Grand Island, and East Amherst. Licensed acupuncturist Amy Fu is located in Wheatfield. Licensed acupuncturist Robbie Butler is located in Grand Island, as well as licensed acupuncturist Adam Waldhorn. Accepting most insurances, call 688-8815 to start feeling your best with the help of Notaro Chiropractic Offices.
Hi, this is Robbie, and you know the Fountain Wellness Center is a comprehensive wellness center, a beacon of the resources for our community, is a collection of small businesses who emphasize individualized care and promote growth in all aspects of life. They know that you are the most important part of your health care. Each provider and expert within the Fountain practices with this as a foundational belief and aims to help you on your journey to health. The Fountain is the home of Pure Organic Salon, Massage Therapy and Holy Yoga, Raw Truth Integrative Health, Essential Oil Consultations, Co-Era Physical Therapy, Birthing by Design, Holistic Well Women Care, an infrared sauna, group exercise, nutrition, cooking, and community classes, and so much more. Check out the Fountain Wellness Center in Williamsville, New York on Sheridan Drive.
Hey, this is Robbie. You know, I love coloring my hair. And if you color your hair but hate all of those chemicals used to do it, I have some great news for you. Pure Organic Salon at the Fountain Wellness Center is who you need to call. Their products are free from aerosol, GMOs, gluten, ammonia, sodium chloride, and sulfate, even plastics, and the list goes on and on. Your hair will maintain its natural protein and moisture balance while achieving amazing color like mine without harsh chemicals for a healthier head of hair from the inside out. Other products include organic skincare products, nail care, and a toxic-free cosmetic line. For more information, call 716-796-7339.
Here's Steve Tiber, president of 8 Days of Hope.
2020 is going to be a busy year, and you'll have plenty of opportunities to come love and serve those in need with 8 Days of Hope. One of the new arms of the ministry is our Safe House Construction Ministry. We travel the country and we partner with an existing ministry and help them renovate, build, or remodel a facility to provide a safe place for those who've been rescued from sex trafficking. For more information, as always, please go to our website.
8 Days of Hope started as a disaster relief ministry, and it has continued to grow since then.
We partner with an organization called Bigger Than Ball. Bigger Than Ball partnered with us when we went to Houston, Texas after Hurricane Harvey. We partnered with the Houston Astros. We rebuilt 8 baseball diamonds in Bigger Than Ball, then put on a free sports camp.
8 Days of Hope is much more than disaster relief.
For more information about this ministry or any arms of the ministry of 8 Days of Hope, please go to our website, 8daysofhope.com.
Come be the hands and feet of Jesus.
Hi, this is Robbie Raw. You know, at Raw Truth Integrative Health, we see patients daily with high blood pressure, high cholesterol, diabetes, cancer, inflammation, pain, gut issues, and we'd love to help you on your journey to health. Anne Marie and I see people on a private or semi-private consultations. We also offer group classes for weight management and health issues as well. So whatever your goal is, come and see us at Raw Truth Integrative Health. Go to RobbieRaw.com or RawTruthHealth.com for more information and email Robbie at RobbieRaw.com.
This is The Raw Truth with Robbie Raw. Call with your questions and comments at 883-5000 or 1-800-684-2848.
Did you know that the word faith appears in the Bible 458 times? There's a reason for that, you guys. We need to have faith. Trust in the Lord with all of your heart. Lean not on your own understanding, but in all of your ways, acknowledge Him, and He will make our paths straight. Proverbs 3, 5 through 6 says that. At the same time, we are going through a tough time right now. Many people are. And that's why we're talking with Dr. Donna Potter. She is the CEO of In His Name Outreach, a nonprofit charitable organization whose mission is to transform our community, mind, body, soul, and spirit. And their phone lines have been quite busy the last 6 weeks with people who are dealing with fear, anxiety, depression, anger, all kinds of symptoms. And Donna, what is the what are the statistics right now in terms of this quarantine? Donna? Hello.
There we are. Yeah. We have to be aware to prevent things. And the stats, you know, that we really need to be praying about is that, you know, from SAMHSA, it says that 1 in 4 women and 1 in 10 men have experienced domestic partner violence in their life. And during this pandemic, a victim who would have been able to flee for protection from a violent situation, they're kind of put into a place where it's not so easy, maybe, or help is not as available right now during the pandemic. So we need to be praying about that. And, you know, the other stat that we need to be aware of is that 1 in 7 children experienced abuse or neglect in the past year.
Wow.
2018, approximately 1,770 kids died from abuse and neglect in the United States. And, you know, an example of the exacerbation or the increased stress levels in parents can bring out the worst in them when children are acting out, you know, because they've got their own fear that they're experiencing through this pandemic. And maybe there's excessive crying or mischievousness, getting into things that they normally wouldn't because they're home all the time, or fear of going to bed alone sometimes while dealing with the crisis. So we have to keep these situations in prayer because COVID-19, you know, caused a major economic devastation. Disconnection to support resources and services, increased widespread uncertainty and panic. And, you know, just look at what happened immediately with the toilet paper hoarding.
Oh, yes.
And, you know, those things, they can aggravate already tense situations, and violence erupts quickly. So I also know that another stat that I saw was 88% of blondes will be gone in the next few weeks.
88% of what?
All blondes are going to be gone in the next few weeks.
Yeah.
Just joking.
Yes, yes.
Oh, you're alive now, right?
I think that's happening already, actually. So, you know, on a serious note, Donna, I want to give people the opportunity to take your number down or how they can reach you and your wonderful staff at I Know, and talk about what suggestions you might have for someone finding themselves in this situation where they're dealing with sadness, depression, anxiety, fear, anger. So first of all, because I know people, we promised them when we came back from the indoor sponsors, give your information out for them.
Sure. We're located at 576 Dick Road, right next to George Urban, right next to the City Mission Thrift Store, right on the end unit there in the plaza. And our phone number is 716-464-3681. We are happy to pray with you. If you need to make an appointment, or you've got questions and just need to be guided in a direction, or maybe you just need somebody to talk to for a moment, go ahead and feel free to call back.
And I imagine you're doing those counseling sessions over the phone and Zoom or FaceTime, whatever?
We do.
Yeah.
We offer all the virtual options. We have, it's interesting how God just will help us to jump onto the different technologies and adapt, because we've got him to be able to adapt with.
Amen. Amen.
So there's, you know, there's some people that are just feeling like, you know, the end of the world. I don't know about you, but I got some of that stuff. Do you really think this is the end? And it's like, no, it's probably more like a, you know, opportunity to just kind of wake up and have an opportunity to draw closer to God, because God says that we're to live today to the best of our ability. We're to think on things in Philippians 4:8 that are right, true, just, lovely, and my favorite is praiseworthy.
Amen.
So, you know, we look at what are some things that we can do. Well, practically, make sure that you're wiping your cell phone down. You know, we're washing our hands real well, but wipe your cell phone down too.
Mm-hmm.
There's prayer, meditation, affirmations, and, you know, connections. That socialization is so important. And I know, Robbie, you have a lot of great ideas for folks dealing with stress. What might you suggest?
Yeah, well, shutting down electronically. Sometimes we need to do that, especially a couple hours before we go to bed. You know, talking with a friend, talking with a counselor, accomplishing something, you know, cleaning out your drawers and your closets, and gives you a sense of accomplishment. And, you know, going through your house, I've seen the garbage, you know, people putting their garbage out every week, is it's more and more and more where people are decluttering, which is great. And also letting the sunshine in. Today's beautiful. We need that vitamin D, because a lack of vitamin D in our bodies can lead to, you know, feelings of depression. So letting the sunshine in is so important. And then cutting yourself some slack. I think many people that I talk to, many of my patients over the last couple of weeks, have said, you know, I had these great ideas. I was going to repaint all the rooms. I was going to take down the wallpaper. I was going to, you know, clean out the closets, or doing this or that. And I didn't do anything, because I'm cooking 8 meals a day because everybody's home. And I said, you know what? Cut yourself some slack. Don't put so much pressure on yourself. If you accomplish something like painting, great. If you don't, cut yourself some slack. So.
Yeah, spring will be here in no time, and, you know, we'll be able to grab those paintbrushes. And I know that Home Depot and some of those Value and some of those other places, they're open, but it's like we really do need to do self-care first and not be so anxious to just jump out and be near everybody so quickly.
Right. Absolutely. I mean, you know, I was saying earlier, Donna, that, you know, as a nurse – and someone who has had friends and patients who have had COVID-19, and, you know, people close to me whose loved ones have died from COVID-19. Mm-hmm. It's not a joke. It's not something that we should laugh about or say, oh, I'm going to go out without my mask just to prove that I'm just relying on God right now. We still have to be responsible. We have to, you know, be logical and rational in this. And yes, pray about everything, trust in God. But at the same time, we have to take this serious to help others. Maybe you don't care about yourself, but, you know, we're doing it also for each other. And in that respect, we do have to take it seriously. And I just sometimes get upset with people who laugh. You know what I mean?
Right. And, you know, it is a very somber time, you know, when unfortunately lives are lost during this. And, you know, any life that's lost is important. And the nursing homes that, you know, are just having to deal with the fear, you know, those who are going in and out are just so fearful that if COVID gets in there, it can wipe out a whole nursing home. And, you know, we've seen it enter already into some nursing homes. And the funeral parlors aren't just up in processing everything. So there's families out there that are kind of experiencing not being able to put closure on things. And that puts a lot of stress and depression on people, too.
You're so right about that. I've had several people who, like I said, have lost family members, and they're not able to, you know, deal with that. Our own Neil and Zach Boron here, and Mary, you know, Neil lost his mom this week, and that's, it's just such a hard time for people. One of the other things I was going to say that helps lift your mood, of course, is exercise. And yeah, right? And the University of Virginia researcher who studies the proactive effects of exercise said on this past Wednesday that endurance exercises, running, brisk walking, swimming, jumping, prompt our muscles to make an antioxidant that travels through the blood to our hearts, lungs, and kidneys, and that the exercise capacity is inversely related with all kinds of mortality. So if you can exercise better, faster, jump higher, lift more weight, you are less likely to die. And that is a better predictor for mortality, including COVID-19, he said. And so regular exercise, we know, helps with obesity, which helps, you know, helps prevent obesity and reverse obesity, which helps our health as well. And that regular exercise could help us protect against COVID-19. On top of that, it lifts our mood, doesn't it, Donna?
It does. And, you know, as you were sharing those the stats there, too, I was just thinking how, you know, here winter has put on a couple extra pounds, as it always seems to do. And looking over at my dog, Otis, he's a little rat terrier chihuahua. And, you know, winter ends and he's like 15 and a half pounds. He should be 14 pounds. And so he's been munching, too. So, you know, now's a great time to get the dog out, too. But we also have to remember that COVID-19 doesn't just stay with people. We have to protect our animals as well.
Absolutely. I love what you're doing, Donna, and I know, thank you for what you're doing. I know you're a member of the Kingdom Business Bureau, too, and I'm so grateful for your support for that. And so we just have a couple minutes here. So tell our listeners again where they can reach you and your wonderful staff at INO.
Thanks. You can reach myself, John, Tim, Christina, Linda Penn is with us as well in counseling. And just pick up the phone and call 716-464-3681, located right over on Dick and George Urban in the Depew area. Pretty easy to find at 576 Dick Road.
Awesome. That's right. Our own Linda Penn here is works there as well, right, with you guys?
Yes.
That's wonderful.
Yes, and she sits on the board of directors.
That's great. That's great.
Well, we got to get you there one of these days, Miss Robbie.
Oh, hey, you know what? I've been making some changes in my life already, and I'm slowing down a little bit so I can do more things that, that just help, make heaven bigger and hell smaller.
Beautiful, but I can't picture you slowing down. I know.
I know. My husband says the same thing, but wait and see. 2021 is my year. But I won't stop exercising or eating right. So, all right, Donna, thank you so much for joining us, and we'll have you on again soon, okay?
We'll be looking forward to it. Thank you.
God bless you. Take care, honey. Bye-bye.
Thanks.
All right, you guys. So we're going to go once again to our advertisers. And when we come back, we'll close it up. I'll talk more about that study that was done. Get out there. A walk a day may keep the coronavirus away, or at least keep it from killing you. We'll be right back with The Raw Truth. Stay with us.
Put a healthy meal on the table without a trip to the grocery store at Balanced Body Foods. If you're too busy to cook or don't know where to start, simplify your life with Balanced Body. Balanced Body Foods is a fresh food meal prep service with a constantly changing menu for the ultimate in delicious, flavorful, nutritionally balanced meals. Order your next meal, whether it's breakfast, lunch, or dinner, at balancedbodyfoods.com or stop into their Hurdle Avenue or Transit Road in Williamsville locations. You can even save 10% with promo code WNY10. That's right, save 10% off your order. All you have to do is use promo code WNY10 when you visit balancedbodyfoods.com. Start today. Fuel your body with flavorful food that complements your lifestyle and goals. Discover your balance today at Balanced Body Foods. In the choice between taste and nutrition, choose both at Balanced Body Foods.
Hey friends, you hear me talk about PowerShot Greens Superfood. Listen, it's a synergistic green formula of 100% organic concentrated nutrient-dense alkaline superfoods, a valuable source of natural occurring phytonutrients, chlorophyll, live enzymes, and bioavailable vitamins and minerals. PowerShot aims to help boost metabolism, energy, and stamina, assist with mineral replacement, and provide optimal support for the body's system. It's so bioavailable and easily absorbed. I want you to check out PowerShot Greens Superfood. Go to RobbieRaw.com. Hi, I'm Robbie Raw. You know, over the years, I have met so many of you who are in Canada or in other states of the U.S. who want my expertise as a nutritionist and a nurse for your health, fitness, weight management, and nutrition, but you can't come and see me live. Well, now I have the opportunity to give you all of my expertise, my tools, my motivation, behavior changes, and everything from A to Z on your mobile phone or device daily through a world-class, worldwide virtual mobile program called ProCoach. Go to RobbieRaw.com for more information.
Hi, this is Robbie Raw. You know, God gave us all different DNA, and we can't change that DNA. We can change the way the DNA express themselves through our dietary habits and our lifestyle. And I'm telling you what, we test 92 gene SNPs at The Raw Truth so that you can have a blueprint for your body in terms of fitness and food to find out what your body is going to respond best to. Set up your appointment at RobbieRaw.com.
Fine-tuned mind, body, soul, and spirit with Robbie Raw. This is The Raw Truth.
And as I said, a walk a day may keep the coronavirus away, according to the new research. And we're not surprised by this in the fitness industry. We need to exercise, you guys. So get that heart pumping today. Do some cardiovascular exercise. Bike, walk, run, walk. Swim. I guess that we can't swim right now, but you know, do what you can to prompt your muscles to make an antioxidant that travels through the blood to our hearts, lungs, and kidneys. And so this will, this obviously exercise is inversely related to our mortality, as so is our leg strength, by the way. So if you do some lower body exercises, that's important as well. But we know that we can help prevent disease. Listen, I want to mention 8 Days of Hope out there is giving food to people today. They are an incredible organization. Follow them and help out with what they're doing. Don't forget today at 2:30, like the Faith and Fitness Magazine Facebook page, because I'll be doing a free live class at 2:30. And I'm going to teach multiple levels. You don't have to be advanced to tune in, but Faith and Fitness Magazine, I'm honored to be able to do this today at 2:30. Don't forget about the Carrie and Robbie show coming up. Today we're talking about, is there a difference between a believer of Christ and a follower of Christ? Again, keep the Borons in your prayers. Love those guys, Neil, Mary, Zach Boron, their families. Neil had lost his mom this week, and as I said, COVID-19 got very real for them. So let's do what we can to, you know, prevent this disease, this virus, I should say, from spreading, and let's make sure that, you know, it's just not about us, people. It's about others. So if you're going out, make sure you take precautions. We'll be right back with the Carrie and Robbie Show. Stay with us, okay?
The preceding program is sponsored by The Raw Truth.